This is Rush to Reason.
You are going to shut your damn yapper and listen for a change, because I got you pegged, sweetheart. You want to take the easy way out because you're scared. And you're scared because if you try and fail, there's only you to blame. Let me break this down for you. Life is scary. Get used to it. There are no magical fixes.
With your host, John Rush.
My advice to you is to do what your parents did. Get a job, sir.
You haven't made everybody equal. You've made them the same, and there's a big difference.
Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there. It is this feeling that has brought you to me.
Are you crazy?
Am I? Or am I so sane that you just blew your mind?
It's Rush to Reason with your host, John Rush. Presented by High Five Plumbing, where every call ends with a high five.
All right. Happy Monday, everybody. Speaking of high five, Levi, how are you, sir?
Good. How are you today, John?
I'm very well. Owner of High Five, you and Cassie. Again, thank you, by the way, for all that you do, not only for me, but all our listeners, Levi. I get nothing but accolades about you, and I appreciate it very much.
Yeah, thank you. We enjoy working with you guys and supporting the listeners and all their plumbing needs.
Well, and which leads us into the whole plumbing end of things. And we just had, 8 inches of snow in certain places on Friday. Some got way less. That can create all sorts of issues when it comes to drainage. People are thinking about summer, getting outside. Okay, so here's a question for you. Is there any plumbing, inside or out, you won't do?
There's not. There pretty much, we will help with any scenario in your plumbing in your home, whether okay. It's outside of your home or inside of your home. We handle all plumbing.
That's what I figured. Okay, so right now, this time of the year, what do you see are some of the biggest needs and or things that people overlook?
So there's two things that really this time of year really start to just come to the forefront for most people. One is plugged drains, right? So,
yep.
So in the springtime, root growth is,
yep.
is the highest.
That's
right.
There's
a ton of water. The plants are looking to start to grow. And so if you have any kind of a fault in your sewer line, then this is a time where you're going to see those roots start to show their head and plug some drains. So
okay.
Been dealing with those a lot over the last couple weeks. And then the other thing is, of course, those unforeseen frozen lines that you didn't know about. Right on your yard faucets, your sprinkler systems.
Right.
You go to start to turn on and water your gardens, water your grass, and you notice that there was a leak that was just not active, right? So
right.
It's something that's not always leaking, but you do need to get it fixed in order to use some of your stuff you have.
Makes sense. Okay, question. This is something we have never talked about. So if I'm going down the wrong path here, just tell me so. But one thing I've not done a ton of studying on, but I've done a little bit. I've had some listeners send me some things, mainly from my weekend programs, Levi, but that is PEX piping. And I know that depending upon the age of the home and what type of PEX was installed, there could be issues there. Am I correct?
I mean, so yes. Now, most of the newer age PEX piping, so when I say newer age, I'm talking mid-2000s and later.
Okay.
They're pretty solid products. There's really not one on the market that's
okay.
horrible.
Okay.
In
what about prior
2000s,
to that?
Now, early 2000s and 90s, there is some products that were made that we highly suggest you not having in your home.
Okay.
And that's because whether they had a lot of problems that caused class action lawsuits, or they just went out of business.
Okay.
But there is some brands that, so if your house was built pre-2004, and you do have flexible water piping in your home, then it's definitely worth just having a professional come out
okay.
and give you the knowledge on it.
You are the professional. You would be the ones to come out and look at it. And that's kind of where I was going with that, because I've seen enough videos and different things on some of those lawsuits and so on some of that early PEX. And it's not all. This is where you need somebody like you guys that know the difference. And this is the other thing that I've learned too, Levi. A person can't necessarily look at the outside of the pipe and know it's going bad, correct?
Exactly, right?
Okay.
A lot of the times it looks great just from looking at it, but you have to know how to check the pipe.
That's
right?
What I
you
thought.
You have to know the proper way to ensure that this pipe is going to work for the foreseeable future, or if it's something you have to worry about. So we do have different techniques and ways that we can do that
okay.
To ensure that this pipe is going to... we can put a little bit of a timeline saying, hey, you may have to replace this sooner than you expect, or no, you can hold off.
Okay, perfect. No, that's exactly what I was looking for, because that, we, you know, and it's become very, very popular now, and I'm glad you said that all the later PEX piping, which a lot of people have used, in fact, even repairs and things like that can be done with PEX, and I've used it at different times for different things. Levi, a lot of auto shops, by the way, now will use a PEX type plumbing even for their airlines and things like that. So the reality is it's come a long, long way. But some of that early piping, that's really where my question was, and you guys can come out. So those of you listening, if you know you've got a home, and some of you might say, well, how do I know how old my home is? Your county records will tell you when your house was built. So to your point, Levi, if it was 2004 or older, and you notice you have flexible, you know, plastic-type piping as your plumbing, you High Five should come out and check that.
100%. Like I said, that's something that we would do for free. Just to come out and give you the knowledge, so okay, then that way you can make an educated decision in the future.
Well, and because Levi, and thank you, by the way, because that proactiveness and planning ahead, because let's face it, if you've got a house of that age and you've got no other recourse, but those pipes are starting to go bad and you know the timeline, you're going to have to replace them. You have no choice.
Yeah, and that's really what it comes down to. You know, we walk into some homes, especially the if you have PEX from the 80s or early 90s, then I would confidently tell you to replace those.
Okay, perfect.
Immediately. So, you know, a lot of the times we'll walk into homes, and if they're in that age, then it's definitely going to save you a lot of heartache and time if you start concentrating on replacing as much of that pipe as you can.
All right, Levi, as always, appreciate all that you do for us here. I'll mention that even to folks that I get messages in, because I get questions all the time, even from the Saturday program, and I will keep that in mind and let folks know you can come out and inspect that for them, and I appreciate that very much.
Yeah, John, and we are open 6 days a week, so
nice.
Monday through Saturday,
nice.
7 to 7. We're available all those days, okay?
And I also know you guys, somebody can call even off hours, and they'll take care of that if needed. So if anybody's got a problem any time, day or night, they'll take care of that.
Yep.
Absolutely. Levi, thank you so much. Tell all your crews the same, and I appreciate all you do for me and even all my clients that I've had you out to.
Yes, thank you, John, and I look forward to working with you in the future.
Appreciate it, man, very much. Hank, have a good one, Levi. Thank you very much. That is High Five Plumbing, 877-WE-HIGH-FIVE. We'll be right back. I'll do question of the day. Up next, though, it's Golden Eagle Financial. Al Smith would love to help you with your future finances and the planning of retirement. There's lots of things that come into play. It's not cookie cutter, so get with Golden Eagle today. Al Smith, find him at klzradio.com.
Your retirement plan needs to be reviewed periodically with Golden Eagle Financial to maximize the options of your retirement. Al Smith has seen almost every curveball that can be thrown at a retirement account. He's worked with folks who are just starting their savings or entering the job market, and people who retired 10 years ago. What they have in common is that a periodic review is essential to retiring with security and confidence. You don't have to worry about your retirement. Al will partner with you to go carefully through your plan and make sure you're still on track to retire comfortably and on your terms. Go to klzradio.com/money for a free consultation and get your retirement back on track. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC. Registered investment advisor, BCM, and Golden Eagle Financial Limited are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents.
Hey, Roof Savers of Colorado, Dave Hart, who would love to inspect your roof. Some of you may have noticed some leaks or different things that went on during this last storm. And even if that's not the case, you just want an inspection done or you've got some previous damage, Dave can help you with all of that. He is also looking for an experienced estimator. So if you've been in the roofing industry, or even if you haven't been, but you've got some experience when it comes to estimating and things along those lines, Dave would love to chat with you. 303-710-6916.
Everywhere, new life is bursting forth, from budding trees to the blossoming flowers. So why not give your roof new life too? Hi, I'm Elizabeth Hart.
And I'm Madison Hart. We want to tell you how our RoofMax Rejuvenation Treatment can add up to 15 years of life to your existing roof without spending thousands on a replacement. RoofMax is a 100% plant-based, bio-friendly product that rehydrates dry and minorly damaged shingles.
And it gets better. When you restore your roof with RoofMax, you help find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. RoofMax has set a goal to help find forever families for 25,000 children waiting in foster care by 2030 through the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption. Are you ready to rejuvenate your roof and help provide a child with the home they deserve? Call our dad, Dave Hart, with Roof Savers Colorado at 303-710-6916 or go to roofsaversco.com.
Call today at 303-710-6916 or go to roofsaversco.com to see if your roof qualifies for the treatment.
Hey, how do you save money on your power bill or at least keep it stable so you don't have major increases? Alan Davis can share with you how that could work. Level Engineering, 303-378-7537.
If you live in Colorado and do not have solar, Alan Davis with Level Engineering will save you money on your electricity bill. Without having solar installed, you're missing out on one of the great benefits of living in Colorado. When you own your own home, solar is a no-brainer because you can lower your monthly utility bill. Lock in your rate to pay for the solar panels, around 5%, and miss the 10 to 20% annual power bill increase. Looking at your utility bills, you'll see that your power comes from a coal plant hundreds of miles away. Over 50% of your bill is for transporting that electricity from the plant to your home, farm, or business. It's like ordering a pizza for $20, and when it gets to you, the delivery driver tells you to pay $55 due to the $35 delivery charge. You wouldn't do that. So why would you pay more with your power bill? Lower your utility bills and increase the equity in your home. Call Alan Davis at 303-378-7537 to learn how he can help you. Or go to klzradio.com/solar.
God, country, reason. Now back to John Rush.
All right, we are back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Impossible question of the day. Friday's answer. Name the film that featured a tabloid photographer called Paparazzo, the character who has given the origin of the term paparazzi. La Dolce Vita is the name of that particular photographer, and that is the answer to Friday's question of the day. Today's impossible question, answer this at the RushToReason.com website. The first of its kind opened in Denver on July 14th, 1978. What was it? So right here in Denver, Colorado, first of its kind opened July 14th, 1978. What was it? Again, answer that on the RushToReason.com website. Okay, today, Earth Day. And in my notes, I said, who cares? Well, I mean, we all care about the Earth, and I've been taught my entire life to leave it in a better place than you found it. But do we need a special day for that? No. This whole Earth Day nonsense, if you ask me, is what it is literally that. We're basically highlighting a fraud, a movement, a money grab when it's all said and done. Yes, I just said all of that. And no, I will not take part in quote-unquote celebrating it any way, shape, or form. Now, there's other people in media and colleagues and so on that might think otherwise. I am not one of those. Again, I will not participate in anything that is a fleecing of the American public when it's all said and done. Which Earth Day encompasses all sorts of things, not just the whole climate end of things, but you know, everything from recycling to you name it, which I have a huge issue with. You guys have heard me talk many, many times about recycling. Telling you that at the end of the day, it's another fleecing of the public. The whole idea of different bins and charging for those different bins and the cities getting involved and they mandating certain things and on and on and on we go. When I know for a fact, because I am somewhat in that business, the trash business, I know for a fact that unless your trash truck goes right to the dump, which anymore very, very few do, almost all trash companies now take their trash back to what we call a transfer station, where trash is sorted and then taken to the landfill afterwards. And believe me, at the sorting station, they are doing your job of recycling right then and there. The other known fact that most people, or unknown fact that most people don't know, is a lot of things that you or others may think is recyclable is not at the end of the day. And to prove my point, some of you say, well, John, how do you know all this? How do you know that they're actually sorting this trash? Well, I read an article this last week, which solidified what I already knew in this. America throws away $68 million in coins a year. And some would say, well, how do people know that figure? Well, because the vast majority of them are in the trash. And guess who actually sorts them out and collects them? Companies like Waste Management, for example. So, to prove the point that they in fact do go through your trash and determine what's in it and then they go sort it, Waste Management says in 7 years since it started collecting the coin has collected at least $10 million worth. So think about that. In 7 years, $10 million, they're getting over $1 million a year. And it's not all profit because they have to go through the process of sifting and collecting and so on. But they have collected $10 million worth of coins just in the past 7 years. My whole point with this wasn't so much where the coins go. And yes, I'm still somebody that'll pick a coin up off the ground. I know. Maybe it's not worth it, but I will. Charlie does too. I'll even grab a penny. It's just me. I just can't see it going to waste, number one. Number two, I don't know, you collect enough of those, pretty soon you got a buck. And pretty soon you got 10 bucks, and on down the line we go. Now, I'm also a person that doesn't carry coin of any kind. If I get coin as change, I'm liable to stick it in the tip jar, do whatever. No offense, I don't want it. I don't want the coin. And I know that probably goes against what a lot of you listening would do, but I don't like the change. It's a nuisance. And yes, I was one of those geeky kids. My wife's going to laugh at this. Charlie will too. I was one of those geeky kids that had one of the little rubbery little things that you squeezed and opened up and you kept your coins in your pocket that way. Little coin purse. Thank you, Charlie. Little coin purse. They were little rubber things or urethane or something back then. Most of the time they were given out. They had a little logo of some kind on it. Yeah, the banks gave them out and others. Yeah, even different, you know, car companies, whatever, they print their name on it and give you those things. Anyways, I was one of those geeky kids that had one. Because a lot of things were done in cash back then. You didn't have this plastic tool that we have today called a credit card. You notice how I said tool? Because if used correctly, yes, your credit card can be very beneficial. That's another topic for another day. But yeah, used correctly, it can be beneficial. And someone would say, well, why use that? That's just going cashless. Well, no offense. Me stopping using it and using cash only isn't going to change anything at the end of the day. And I'm going to earn things as cash back and other things as we go. But I digress. Bottom line is a lot of change gets thrown away and a lot of trash companies are now sorting because they're already sorting the trash. So I guess what these guys probably figured is, you know, we're already doing this sorting. If we could earn an extra $10 million in 7 years, why not? And they did. So, you know, that old the proof is in the pudding kind of a thing. Yeah, the proof that when we recycle, it's a complete waste of time. Is exactly that. It is a complete, utter waste of time. You would be better off throwing everything into the trash, having it go to the transfer station where they're going to sort it again anyways. The amount of time it's taking for you to determine what's recyclable and what's not, which, by the way, in most cases, you're probably wrong. About the only exception to that we know is really readily recyclable is aluminum. Aluminum cans, in fact, I collected them as a kid. We'd get trash bags, and we'd smash those. We even had a little smasher we kind of made on our own back in the day. We'd smash those things down flat as a pancake. You'd get a lot more into a garbage bag. And it went, you know, I don't know, once or twice a year, we'd collect as many as we could. And there used to be a little receiving plant. I think it was Coors. Don't quote me on that. It was either Coors or Coke. I'm going back in memory. If some of you can remember and tell me, it was off a public road in Lafayette. And there was a receiving dock where they weighed all of your cans, and literally they'd hand you cash. It was sort of like collecting bottles as a kid and going back to the supermarket and getting the deposit back where they'd actually give you the cash for all the things you brought in. As kids, that was one of the ways we made a little extra coin. You'd go round up as many cans as you could. You'd find them on the side of the road, different businesses, whatever. You'd smash them all down, get as many of them in your trash bag as you could. If you'd load up three or four trash bags, I don't know, Charlie, I think back then we'd get, I don't know, 25, 30 bucks, which in the late 70s, mid to late 70s, that was pretty good cash. It was not a bad haul. Now, if you figured out all the time that it took to collect those and everything else, was it really worth it at the end of the day? Well, we thought so. And we made it work, and we had a lot of fun doing it at the same time. And yes, by the time you paid the gas out and back and so on, I think it was more of a learning lesson for us kids with our parents to teach us, A, the value of a dollar and what you could do to quote-unquote recycle. And keep in mind, folks, those of you that are younger that might be listening to this program, the older generation like mine, and yes, I'm in that generation now, we've been recycling for a long time. And let me explain. We would always take different things and reuse them. It's my biggest beef right now with the no plastic bags at the grocery store, because in my house, even to this day, we still have a stash of those and we recycle them over and over and over again. Those things get used for all sorts of things. They're never a one-time use. Haven't been in my house ever. And we have recycled things for years. Even back in the day, I can remember, even in my business, I would take different things that were printed, and you'd take your paper cutter and cut a 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper in half, and on the backside was blank, and you could use that as scratch paper. I mean, my generation, frankly, has probably been better at recycling than most have been. Because we fixed things back then. You didn't just go throw it in the trash. You fixed it and made it work. Now, in today's world, is that the way it works? Well, it depends on your time and your ability. In a lot of cases, you just throw it away and go buy something new, because at the end of the day, it's much cheaper and easier. And when it comes to the whole plastic thing, by the way, I read an article last week on that. The majority of plastics that we are told can be recycled, because they've got the little recycle logo, which, by the way, is just a fee people pay to put that on their product. I'm not joking. That's the truth. The little arrows that go into each other, make the triangle, that's an insignia. It's sort of like a carbon tax thing. They pay to have that thing put on their item. And at the end of the day, is it really recyclable? Chances are it's not. But because the little symbol's there, we all feel better about it. Well, most feel better, not me. I could care less. I mean, we're going to make a new bottle tomorrow anyway, so who cares? Again, that's the other type. I'm one of those guys also to where, back in the day, even to this day, if you want something to store something in, you just take an old plastic bottle and reuse it for something. I can remember back in the day even cutting the tops off of certain bottles, and you could store, you know, nuts and bolts and washers and all sorts of different things in a half of a, you know, liter bottle, and they made great little storage containers. Again, there's so many uses for this stuff, and at the end of the day, we threw very little away. So, today's Earth Day. I proved my point as far as the coins go as to what recycling actually does. And really, at the end of the day, not as much as you think. All right, one last article before we go to break. Ryan Walters, by the way, is going to join us here at 3:30. He is the education czar for Oklahoma, in charge of all their schools there. There was a big town hall here last week, which I want to give him, to give us an update on, because it didn't quite go probably as well as planned. Let's just say it that way. I'll give you a little teaser, but the office apocalypse is the next thing I want to talk about. I may actually come back to this one after we're done with Ryan. The office apocalypse, how new expenses are wrecking big city budgets. In other words, because people are leaving their offices, going to the suburbs, having their people work from home, the office buildings that, by the way, were some of the highest rent and highest valued buildings probably in most cities, they have in some cases plummeted in value, therefore stripping the property taxes out of that particular building, and in some cases killing city budgets and the revenue that goes with that. The short revenue, of course, is what's killing the budgets. And all I can say is, and who didn't think this was going to happen? This is the fallout of what the Democrats did during COVID. Yeah, what the Democrats did, because they're the ones that wanted to keep everybody home. They're the ones that wanted this, you know, work from home thing, and on we go. And the reality is they got that. The repercussions were, of course, the backlash in the public school system, which we'll talk to Ryan about in a moment. And then on top of that, the vacant office buildings and the decreased value that has caused, and the fact that they're not bringing in the revenue they once were. Keep in mind, that's not the only revenue shortage. When you don't have people going into the city and you don't have them going into that building, there's a lot of other byproducts of spending that happen in that area that are no longer happening. People going to breakfast, lunch, meetings, all those different things that happen around that area. Because most cities and counties understand when a large employer comes to town, it's not just that employer itself and the payroll there that they're benefiting from. It's the money spent around the business they benefit from. It's the same as a church, by the way. It's why big mega churches that go in places and the left is always whining and complaining because the church doesn't pay any property taxes. But what they don't realize is because of all those people coming in several days a week, if not 7 days a week, and the amount of spending that happens inside of that city, you know, go ask Lafayette go ask Lafayette about Flatirons up in Lafayette, the church Flatirons up in Lafayette, and the amount of people that come in there on any given weekend. Ask the city of Lafayette how much that equates to. Millions upon millions of dollars every year in that particular case. So, bottom line, these cities blew it. The Democrats ruined literally some of their own cities with their own policies. And you have to wonder, did they not see this coming? Andy and I saw it. Anyways, we'll take a break. We'll come back, talk to Ryan. Hi-Fi Plumbing is next. We just talked to Levi a moment ago. One thing I forgot to mention, $100 off your next visit. Just give Hi-Fi a call, 877-WE-HIGH-FIVE.
Now is the time to call Hi-Fi Plumbing for all those things you've put off. Hi-Fi Plumbing has the tools and expertise to diagnose whatever your plumbing problems are. Gurgling toilets making you wonder if you have ghouls hiding in the pipes? Slow drains may mean you're on borrowed time. Drippy faucets can keep you up all night. During the month of April and for KLZ listeners only, High Five will give you $100 off for any basic repair. Things like slow drains, strange plumbing noises like gurgling toilets, or anything out of the ordinary could be bigger problems lying in wait. You don't want to miss this opportunity to find out before it's too late and even more costly. High Five has the highest standards for training their techs, and that means you'll know whether it's just a small thing or something that needs fixed now. Reach out to High Five Plumbing today to get $100 off a repair. Just tell them you're a KLZ listener. Call 877-WE-HIGH-FIVE to fix it for good.
All right, we all need medical care. We've got a great doctor. That is Dr. Scott Faulkner that would love to be your doctor. Call him today, 303-663-6990.
Do you want to improve your health, fitness, and beauty? Are you an athlete recovering from an injury? A weekend warrior who is sore from your last workout? Do you have a chronic medical condition trying to meet a health and wellness goal? Or maybe you are looking for a great doctor who thinks the way you do. Dr. Scott Faulkner and Castle Rock Regenerative Healthcare is your path to a healthier tomorrow. Owner Dr. Scott is a board-certified internal medicine specialist, bringing decades of experience and expertise to the table. Dr. Scott is a true advocate of the latest advancements in healthcare. That's why he uses umbilical-derived stem cells, which have been clinically proven to be the most potent stem cells available. Worried about being lost in the crowd of impersonal healthcare? Fear not. Dr. Scott is a big picture doctor, not beholden to big pharma like some other providers. He takes the time to understand your unique needs and will customize your healthcare to fit you, your body, and your lifestyle. Reach your full potential and achieve your goals. Call Dr. Scott today at 303-663-6990 or visit him online at CastleRockRegenerativeHealth.com or find him at RushToReason.com.
Michael Bailey Law, Mobile Estate Planning. Make sure that you have your estate dialed in. Call Michael today. Find him at KLZRadio.com.
The right time to do your estate plan is as soon as it crosses your mind. Michael Bailey makes your estate plan convenient and lightens the mood for you so you're comfortable discussing a natural but unpleasant part of life. Everyone says they should get their estate plan done, And Michael knows that often people grab a business card from him, yet they never actually schedule their appointment. You don't have to be super excited about estate planning, but you know you should get it done. Working through the things people don't want to talk about doesn't feel as dark with Michael Bailey, because he's realistic yet positive. He affirms the unlikelihood of something suddenly happening to you. However, things happen that are out of our control, so it's important to prepare in advance. Make the darkness a little lighter with Michael Bailey today by setting your free zero-risk consultation with him right now at klzradio.com/estate or by calling Michael at 720-730-7274. That's 720-730-7274.
Now, back to Rush to Reason, presented by High Five Plumbing, where every call ends with a high five.
All right. By the way, thank you all for your text messages. I do appreciate it very much. They don't go unnoticed. I try to answer each one of those as quickly as I can. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Some of you guys commenting on the PEX piping we talked about with High Five. So, yes, they can help you with all of those. And some of you are even stating that some of that PEX can run all the way up into the late teens, even, 2018, 2019. So, yes, by all means, have that inspected. If that, in fact, is the case, make sure that they're out looking at things. And, again, High Five can do that for you. Ryan Walters joining us now. Ryan, welcome. How are you? I should say welcome back.
Yes, sir. Hey, I appreciate you having me.
I always enjoy it. And you had a little bit of an exciting week last week, I heard.
I absolutely did. You got to visit some of our college campuses and see what in the world's going on there.
So one of these happened to be in Stillwater, which most people know Stillwater, of course, Oklahoma, and you're in charge of all of the education, public school education in Oklahoma. So what happened in Stillwater?
Yeah, so we decided to go over there and speak. We're with one of the Turning Point USA chapters, and about 10 days out, we began to see that there were these protesters that were passing around scripts for our event, and the script, it said, police are going to come after anyone that's a person of color or people that are visibly gay, so the white people need to stand in front of any people of color or gay people and protect them from the police, don't speak to the police, shout me down. So we said, oh, this will probably be interesting. So we show up, there's probably about 200 protesters that are there screaming obscenities, telling me to kill myself,
Great.
Calling me a murderer, and trying to shout down through the entire program, which luckily there were about 200 really great conservative students there who are actually trying to understand, some of the work we're doing, asking great questions about policy and everything else. And, of course, the protesters are even shouting down their own fellow students who
wow.
at one point even turned and pleaded to them and said, hey, can we have a conversation? We've got a statewide elected official here who's making this, big impact on education, our schools. Can we not at least hear him speak? And there was a resounding no, and they continued to yell and scream and try to shout us down.
So really quick, let me get this. The left doesn't feel that you speaking freely is something that should happen.
Exactly.
Imagine that, Ryan.
And it's one of those things that it's what you're seeing now in these tactics from the left is they are absolutely trying to intimidate. It's absolutely a mob mentality. They
yep.
come in
yep.
and try to shut you down, hope you leave. Now, some of our local media outlets absolutely lied about it. We stayed for the whole thing. We had a great 30-minute program, took questions and answers. Had a private meeting with some of the leadership there on campus. It was great as well. And so we had a great time over there in Stillwater. And these college students, the conservative ones we talked to, they're just, hey, they're fighters. They absolutely want to push back on this. And they're standing firm knowing, they're going to be targeted by their fellow classmates and just woke members of society. But they understand what time it is and that the country's at a tipping point. So
wow.
we have got to continue to fight back and get our colleges back on track. Now you see this anti-Semitism that's just
yep.
sickening.
Yep, it is.
What's going on?
Absolutely.
And we have got to get these colleges under control.
No, Ryan, I cannot argue with you. By the way, thank you for saying that. Thank you for doing what you do in Oklahoma. Again, a sister state to ours. People forget that there's a little strip down at the bottom that we border one another. We appreciate what you're doing. I really wish we could have what you're doing move up here to Colorado, frankly, because we need more of that. We've got several, major college campuses here in Colorado, as you know. Not that you guys don't in Oklahoma, but we do as well here. Problem is, we don't have near as many fighters doing it in the public eye as you are.
Well, and that's what, one of the things I said in my speech to the students is, hey, you can't back down to a woke mob, and you have to continue to fight this in the public square. There is a a tremendous opportunity now with young people that have awakened to Joe Biden's America is not what they want for America. But we got to give them the alternative. You know, you got to be able to go, hey, guys, no, here's what conservative values look like. Here's what the country's values look like. Here's what made America great. Here's how we get America back on track. They are hungry and starving for it. We've got to get the message to them, and we can't allow the left to shout us down, to push us out of the public square, which is exactly what they want to do. Because I will also remind you, and I know you and your audience know this, look how effective conservatives have been on talk radio.
Yes.
Because, look, our ideas, they're logical. They're common sense. We have a basis in history for our ideas. The left, they can only shout down. They can only talk in sound bites because, you know what, they're not going to go take calls from listeners all day and defend a position for 2 hours. They can't. How can you defend there's 84 genders and everybody's gender fluid? You can't.
Right, you can't. No, it is absolutely right. So question for you. For a lot of the people that are listening, even listening to this program right now, who really understand what you and I are talking about, they're on our side, they want to make a difference, but they need tools. They need some of the talking points. They need some of those things whereby, you know, they know they're right. They can stand by those positions. Ryan, what do you suggest those people do? How do they become sharper, I guess maybe is the right word to say, so that as they're defending these principles, they sound really sharp, they're on target, and they're making a difference? How do they do that?
I absolutely love that question. I'm going to say a few things here. Number one, I would say, hey, I would go in and really familiarize yourself with the founding documents, the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, the Federalist Papers. Again, there's so many, you know, briefings you can read over them, but go in and read them. I mean, that's one of the brilliance of the founders is they wrote it where we can read and understand it. Those are the foundational principles. And then in real time, how do you apply them to today? Again, your show is that you do a tremendous job of getting your listeners up to speed on the issues of the day. Groups like the Heritage Foundation, I think they do a tremendous job of getting out, hey, here's a white paper, you know, bullet pointed. Here's the big topics. You know, we're dealing with this Title IX overhaul right now. And I've been working with the Heritage Foundation on that one of, hey, let's figure out, you know, legally what's next for us. How do you deal with a Biden administration that goes in through the rulemaking process and says, hey, we're going to redefine a woman in states. If you don't agree with us, we're going to take your federal funds. So those are groups that do a great job. And I'm also going to say this is, again, you know, so much of our positions are common sense. You read history and you see the path to success. I always encourage folks, go back and read the history of our country. Go and read the world history. Well, you see so much of the ideals of limited government, Judeo-Christian beliefs, the belief that their rights come from God. These are these monumental moments that when you read through history, it just enlightens your path. Moving forward, too, of like, hey, people have been here before. People have made decisions to turn towards dictators. Here's what it looks like. Here's the way it turns out in society. So I think those are always great steps for folks.
Okay. No, I appreciate that, Ryan. I couldn't disagree with any of that. I mean, the reality is you have to know what you're talking about. You got to stay on point. You have to do it, by the way, and this is where it gets really difficult even for guys like me, Ryan, is to do it unemotionally, just factually. Yes, we have to stand our ground. But the other side is doing everything they do on an emotional basis. We're doing it on a factual basis.
That's right. That's right. And, I mean, that's the other thing is emotions do not trump facts. And nope. I will give the left credit. They are very good at this, right? They spin people up. They create narratives. They did that in Oklahoma with that student that committed suicide. They said they got beaten to death because they were trans. It was a total lie. Total lie. But they had people hooked in so much emotionally. We have got to be very clear, very direct with folks. Guys, here are the facts. This is logical. It's common sense. And what our path is the path to give every human, every American the opportunity to be successful. And again, history tells us that. Our Judeo-Christian values tell us that.
Yep.
And again, just the common sense. I always tell young people, too, I go, guys, this is just like kind of your family dynamic. Take it and make it bigger. You can't spend what you don't have in a family. You have to protect every individual in the family and make sure that everything is common sense. You've got to make sure that you're making decisions that actually lead towards a better future. And all those things apply at scale as well.
I also feel like, Ryan, this is something that you're trying to fix in Oklahoma, of course, is a lot of young people. I mean, I talk young people in some cases all the way up into their late 20s, early 30s, where some of the things you and I are talking about right now, the founding of the country, are we a republic versus a democracy? I mean, on down the line we go. Ryan, to me, it's shocking the amount of individuals that have made it through this quote-unquote system that don't know answers to just some very basic questions.
That's exactly right. I mean, we saw Pew did some research a few years ago that showed only one third of America or two thirds of Americans could name all three branches of government. Wow. You have a third of Americans that can't even tell you the three branches, much less the history behind it. Not to mention the intellect behind it. Why the separation of powers? Why is that so important?
Right.
Why is it so integral in the success of this country? And you look at things again. We used to be a people who really understood our history. And you see very quickly that when you don't understand your history, you lose your sense of identity. You lose your sense of what made your civilization, your country great. History tells us you will quickly fall from the positions that yep. you found yourself in. And that's absolutely happening to America today.
Yes.
I'm a former history teacher. It drives me crazy that we don't have kids reading the actual documents. What they get away with is having you read what some 1960s or 1970s professor said about it.
Yeah, that's not the same.
Let them go read the Federalist Papers.
Right.
Let them be familiar with Madison's arguments. And let me tell you, you can't really take it from a kid at that point. Once kids understand that, they go, oh, okay, I get it. That makes sense.
The other thing, too, that has happened through all of this, or a lot of what you have said, by the way, is this misconception in today's world that our founding fathers were just a bunch of old white men. The reality is they were white, but most of them, by the way, Ryan, were not old.
We're incredibly young, and I always love to tell students about that as well. You had Thomas Jefferson at 28 writing a lot of these papers in it, and again, I think it's such a sense of empowerment.
I do,
hey,
too.
Guys, here's
I think it's critical for young people to know that the very founding, you know, the founding documents, the founding fathers, the very things that they're talking about today were decided by people that weren't much older than them. In fact, in some cases, the same age.
Amen. Absolutely. So by that, they don't need to be, you know, acting like they're actors that have no influence on what's going on in front of them. They need to go, hey, we absolutely can turn this country around, and we need to be inspiring them and encouraging them through American history, through what our founding principles are, where we get young people involved in understanding our country and what makes it great.
Before I let you go, Ryan, where do you feel that misconception of the age of our founding fathers came in? Is it just through the course of time we just think that people that thought this way and came up with these documents were old because nobody younger could have that much wisdom? Which, by the way, you know, leads me to say the next thing, which I really believe the founding of our country was very divine because, yeah, typically people of that age can't think that way, which we get into a whole other conversation on. But where do you feel that age identity went wrong?
I think it came in the 60s and 70s. You can trace back our history books when you go from being proud of the founding and understanding, you know, Franklin as a hero, Jefferson as a hero, to, no, these were old white slave owners. See, it fits the imagery of they were racist old white men.
Okay.
So you begin to see this caricature of them where, again, I was at a conference once with history teachers when they said, we don't think you should talk positively about the Declaration of Independence because Thomas Jefferson was a slave owner. And I go, this is the most outrageous thing I've ever heard. And this was back when I was a teacher about 12 years ago, and it's only gotten exponentially worse since then.
I appreciate that, by the way. And I cannot disagree with you on any of that. And I think also, by the way, Hollywood hasn't helped in any of this. You see a lot of the movies of our founding fathers and so on, even the artistry that is drawn and written and the things that are done with our founding fathers. Let's face it, Ryan, they all look much older than they were.
That's a great point. I completely agree with you there, too. Yep, absolutely.
Ryan, I appreciate all the great work you're doing. Keep it up. Anytime you want to come back on and give us an update, just, you know, always remember, and I know you do, guys like you don't have any trouble with this, but always remember, when you're there doing the good fight, we're there behind you.
Yes, sir. I appreciate that so much. Thank you for all you're doing, for fighting for conservatism and common sense. That means a lot.
We'll keep at it, Ryan. Likewise, I appreciate you very much, sir.
Thank you.
You bet. Have a great night. Guys, he is a fighter. And he runs all of the public school system in Oklahoma and doing great work. You can hear that. And the reason I keep talking to him is he is the shimmer of hope when it comes to some of the things that we talk about here on a daily basis. Some would say, is there any hope left for America? Well, when you listen to guys like Ryan and you look at the things that he's doing in the education system and on college campuses to boot like he just did last week, yeah, there is a shimmer of hope. KNR Home Transition. Speaking of hope, is there hope when it comes time to buy and sell a home? Yes, there actually is. Even though that is literally a very stressful time for most people. It really is. You're thinking about all the different things that have to happen. Everything has to be orchestrated correctly, especially if you're moving from one place to another. How do you get this home sold and that one bought and everything happening the same day? How do you close on one and make sure you're closing on the other and there's not huge gaps? You don't want to go put your stuff in self-storage for X amount of time. The reality is you want that transition to be as smooth as possible. That's where you need a good team of realtors on your side. That's Catherine and Robin, K&R Home Transitions. They literally will take the stress out of buying and selling a home. Give them a call today at 720-437-8210. Don't forget to ask about the re-up program, which in a lot of cases gives you the ability to remodel your existing home and bring a higher dollar value when it's all said and done, and they can explain that as well. You can also find them at klzradio.com, and don't forget, when it comes to remodeling your current home, make sure that you keep things up to date with Premier Home Remodels. Find them at klzradio.com.
Start planning the remodel she's been dreaming of now with Premier Home Remodels. Don't wait for higher labor prices, material, and inflation to price you out of the market for a remodel. You can use the equity in your home that has significantly increased over the last 10 years to leverage into a custom remodel that will add significant additional equity in your home. Contacting Premier now, ahead of the spring and summer rush, ensures adequate time for their network of skilled tradesmen to help you plan the personalized details of your ideal remodel, no matter the size. You both have been waiting for the right time to remodel for years. And now, with Premier, you have the right company who will guarantee your satisfaction. You need to work with Premier Home Remodels to give your wife her dream home now. So why not make the call and start a conversation with the Premier team on how to add to your home value and her happiness with a custom remodel. Find them today under advertisers at klzradio.com.
All right, Cub Creek Heating and Air Conditioning, and if you found yourself over the weekend with the colder weather needing some assistance, and keep in mind the AC will be on probably later this week, give Cub Creek a call today. Find him at klzradio.com.
Ream Certified Pro Partners, Cub Creek Heating and AC knows the right way to maximize your money for your home's unique heating and cooling needs. They stay up to date on the latest tax breaks, rebates, and other incentives, and that means you get the best all-in price when installing new heating and air. They are not commissioned salesmen. They're simply passionate about their trade and have exceptional integrity. They will come to your home, analyze what you have and what your needs are, and work with you on getting the equipment that makes the most sense for you. Cub Creek Heating and AC helps you make decisions that work for your home and your wallet, by saving you up to $3,800 in tax breaks, rebates, and incentives that make sense to your needs. Schedule a free, no-obligation consultation with Cub Creek at klzradio.com/HVAC. Cub Creek services all equipment manufacturers.
All right, Ridgeline Auto Brokers, Josh and Justin actually were with me this Saturday on Drive Radio. So if you need anything when it comes to buying a new used car or selling your car, by the way, they can help with that. Or you want to get your current car fixed, we can do that at either location, Fort Collins or Boulder. Find them at RidgelineAutoBrokers.com.
Are you in the market for a reliable car that won't break the bank? Drive Radio sponsor, Ridgeline Auto Brokers, specializes in quality used cars that cost between $15,000 to $25,000, making them a great option for first-time drivers or anyone looking for a good deal. They pride themselves on providing a transparent and hassle-free car buying experience. That's why at Ridgeline, they never charge a dealer fee. Plus, all vehicles are inspected by Legacy Automotive, a Colorado Select member and sponsor of Drive Radio. For a limited time, they are offering first-time customers the first oil change for only $1. Every car comes with a 30-day warranty, with the option to purchase a service contract. And at Ridgeline Auto Brokers, there are competitive financing options to fit your budget. If you cannot make it to the dealership in person, there are videos of all Ridgeline cars for sale on their website at RidgelineAutoBrokers.com. Call today at 303-442-4141 to schedule a test drive or visit RidgelineAutoBrokers.com. Ridgeline Auto Brokers, the smartest way to buy a car.
Now back to Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. A couple of you texted, and a lot of you will at times of time. Did I did I see so-and-so and such-and-such? And a lot of you will actually send me clips and so on, which I watch as many of those as I possibly can, and thank you for doing that. Keep sending them, because frankly, if you don't send me something, I'm probably not seeing it. Now, there are exceptions to that, and some things get so viral that, yes, I'm going to see it anyways, but somebody asked a moment ago, did I see Tucker Carlson and somebody else? And no, I don't watch much of that sort of thing. I don't watch any kind of news. Everything I talk about on this program, I get through various sources online. In fact, I'm really cheap. Other than the Wall Street Journal, I don't subscribe to anyone's whatever. I just don't. If it's not a free article, I have my own opinion on subscription-based services. I hate them. Absolutely hate them. There is so much digital advertisement already on all of these websites that if you can't monetize what you're putting out there well enough without a subscription, I'm not paying you. Now, Wall Street Journal, a little different. There's tons of information there. And that one, at times, I even wonder, why do I do that one? But I pull a lot of information, financially speaking, from them. Outside of it, I don't subscribe to any, and nor will I. Some of you do. Great. That's fine. But I don't subscribe to a thing. And some of you would think, man, John, for what you do, that sounds really odd. You know, you could, you know, justify that very easily by having, you know, various subscriptions and so on. And I've done this show for 10 years, and I haven't had a subscription one. And I don't intend on having one. And I actually, as I said a moment ago, have an utter disdain. So those of you listening that might be in that world, I have an utter disdain for subscription-based services like that, online especially. Mainly because, again, you can go, right now there's a USA Today article I'm looking at. USA Today has a section, by the way, that's paid. I won't go there. And I look at USA Today and all of the ads that are running, even after I subscribe, guaranteed after I subscribe, there's still going to be ads. They are monetizing every single page, whether you subscribe or not. And I just have utter disdain to subscribe and then be in it. It's like, by the way, paying for cable and having ads. Always hated that as well. Still hate that. It's like, I'm paying for this, and yet I'm paying again because I'm watching ads. And we all know how that works. Anyways, I digress. But just to answer your questions, no, I don't watch any of those things at all because I don't have any subscriptions. Nor will I. And it's not can I afford it thing. It's the principle of it in my world. So I don't have any. Now, this USA Today article is talking about the protests that are happening at Columbia University, which, by the way, I don't understand. I really don't understand anybody, anywhere, anyway, anyhow, defending what's going on in Gaza. As far as Hamas is concerned, not on the Israel side, but on the Hamas side. I don't get it. I shake my head at anyone that would be defending what's happening on the Gaza, you know, on the Hamas side in Gaza. I don't get it, other than you must just hate the Jews. That's all I can figure. The utter hatred for the Jews must trump, quote-unquote, anything else. I'm really flabbergasted. I really didn't think, knowing how I grew up, and Charlie, you can probably agree with me, knowing what happened in World War II with the Holocaust and the repercussions of and what we learned from that and what I was taught throughout my entire lifetime in school, I never thought in my day and age, or in my day, that I would see us get to a point where there's once again this utter disdain for the Jews. Charlie, did you think we'd ever get here? He's agreeing with me. I never thought I'd see this, folks. I am literally flabbergasted by that. I know I shouldn't be. Hatred is big around the world. And unfortunately, the whole entire Muslim community has fostered that. Yes, I just said that and will continue to say that and stand by it. And I realize it's not just Muslims that hate Jews. There's a lot of people that do. But that particular crowd, I guess you could say, that organization, that belief system, is at the root of all of this. And I do believe wholeheartedly. I talk about it on NCR all the time on the National Crawford Roundtable. This is good versus evil, literally. And some would say, well, Israel's evil too. All of us can do evil things, yes. But does Israel just unknowingly go and attack people? No, they do not. Do they defend themselves constantly, and do they retaliate after being attacked? Yes, they do, and I will stand by them all day long for doing so. Merrick National Insurance is next. Paul Leuenberger, my good friend, he would love to help you with your insurance needs. Now, I also will say this. Paul's really busy. If you call him again. He will get back with you. If you have any trouble reaching him, please let me know. He's got changes going on in his office as we speak. But if you need anything insurance-related, please give him a call, 303-662-0789.
Paul Leuenberger will teach you how to pay for home insurance the right way, saving money on premiums while protecting yourself from catastrophic costs in the future. American National Insurance keeps premiums low by attracting clients who choose to self-insure the small stuff. Most people don't understand basic economics, so they file claims all the time, driving up the cost of insurance year after year. You listen to Rush to Reason, so you probably have a better head on your shoulders, financially speaking, than the average homeowner. Still, you can learn new strategies from Paul Leuenberger to practice responsible money management. The smartest homeowners only file claims in emergencies, opting to pay out of pocket for everyday expenses. Personal responsibility benefits everyone, enabling you to afford total loss coverage. Call John's personal insurance agent, Paul Leuenberger, with American National Insurance for details about his one-of-a-kind rebate program. 303-662-0789.
The best export we have is common sense. You're listening to Rush to Reason.
All right, that's about it for this first hour. Thank you so much for listening. We do appreciate it very much. Thanks for all your support, by the way, as well. I do appreciate that. Also, we got a whole another hour coming your way. Actually, two more hours coming your way. So we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Hour two is next. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.